97. Healthcare workers are seeing the devastating effects of the pandemic in their consultations with patients. In the run-up to Mental Health Day on the 10th of October, we're looking at the battles many are waging in the aftermath of COVID-19 and the effects on our well-being. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
Belinda Grunbaum is a social worker at the Family Life Centre here in Joburg. She says the pandemic put mental health under the microscope.
There were a lot of people that were struggling with their mental health, and it created a lot of awareness around it, but it also created the realisation that we actually are not doing enough for ourselves and there's not enough support services out there.
She's seeing the COVID aftermath up close in FAMHSA's consulting rooms.
A lot of people are struggling in terms of anxiety. A lot of people are depressed because of the unemployment situation as well as the financial instability. And a lot of these things unfortunately got intensified by COVID.
Shai Friedland is a clinical psychologist here in Joburg.
There was a big drive within COVID about mental health and where we were at in mental health. And it was incredible because we needed that and we struggled. But I think when COVID ended, we've sort of gone back to, well, put mental health on the back burner. And it's exacerbated, you know. From there, I think we have a lot of what we'd call almost sort of growing pains from COVID.
Megan Gonzalez is the crisis line manager at Netcare Keso, SA's largest group of private mental health facilities.
So we definitely saw a big increase in people coming forward for things like anxiety and trauma, a lot of substance use issues, people really just not knowing how to cope with what they dealt with through COVID.
Megan says some of their patients were under pressure to perform under the most devastating circumstances.
We have spoken to some people who, you know, said they had to return to work and were expected to go back to the office and be themselves, but they'd lost 10 family members during COVID. And so your workplace doesn't always understand what you've gone through personally. And when we don't deal with our mental health well, it spills over into all the different aspects of our lives.
Over the course of October, we'll be looking at the state of mental health in our country. And more importantly, what we can do about it. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.